this is part two of Where Have All Perth's Spiders Gone? I wasn't thinking of doing a part two so quickly, but it's Eco-Lippmyre. I'm in the northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia. It's a bit after 1 a.m, 1:15, 1:20, something like that. I've had a really long day helping look after my grandsons, my daughter's really sick at the moment with the spike protein stuff, getting foggy thinking and tunnel vision, all sorts of things, and her partner is on all sorts of shift work, so she's got two little very young, close-aged boys, and I helped out a lot to keep them safe from each other, but still she soldiered on. And so that explains why it's again well after midnight by the time I get my eating done when I get back, and had just taken my beloved cat Cadby outside for a little walk around in the fresh air here. And by the way, if you wonder why most of these videos lately, those who are following me, and thank you for my 196 subscribers, and don't ever forget, I kiss each one of you good night in my imagination. Thank you so much for subscribing. But a number of you might have noticed quite often in the last few weeks, I don't have a shirt on. It's simply because it's been so hot. And we are, the last couple of days really hot. It was 38 or 39 today, and 38 or 39 yesterday, and 24 last night minimum this morning. And then we've got a full week of high 30s and high minimums coming up on tonight's forecast. So it's the only way to get some relief, and it's easy when you're a man to take a shirt off, and I'm so grateful to be a man. Now, I was walking around out here in the slightly cooler air than inside with Cadbury, letting her get some fresh air in my arms, and I was just about to go back in because I came up to, I thought, I wonder how the spider's going. And I looked here where she was last two nights, or three nights, no sign of her against this bamboo's old hemi-eye. I thought, oh gosh, I wonder, has a bird eaten her or something? And then I walked up here, and just up by accident, I just was turning around to go in, and I just saw a glint. And I don't know if you can see it, this little camera may not do it, but a glint of spider web. I just don't know if this camera will show you that. But assuming you're seeing a glint of spider web, just assuming, it's coming off that little leaf there. Yes, I think you might be seeing something there, a little reflection. So a glint of spider web, and I thought, that's what the spider was doing when I first saw her about a week ago. She was throwing her web right over to there, and lo and behold, I thought, okay, and I have found her. She's here, so she's now going back to the, about 4 metre, at least 4 metre stretch of web, because she's connecting up there and she's connecting over here. And lo and behold, look what she's caught. What has she caught? So look what she's caught. A beetle. Now, how on earth is she... Oh, I don't know if that... I don't want to make it too bright. How do I... She's got this, there's no wind yet tonight, so her web is still, the beetle must have been caught down there, and it's knocked a big hole in the web. But how on earth has she found the soft part to suck the juices out of that beetle? But I think she's going to do really well now that she's gone to the trouble. And I think it looks like the beetle that I featured in my Where Have All Perth's Beetles Gone. Now I'm going to come around this side to see if I can, I don't want to break a web, see if I can see if it's one of the same beetle that I did in my, a couple of part one and part two, Where Have All Perth's Beetles Gone? Is it, what are we looking at here? Don't know if that's helped. I think it is, it looks like one of those same, Yeah, this torch, it's either it's too bright for the camera, or I have to go off and I don't get enough light. I'm trying to get the camera to bear with me. So I persevere, I'll get a good, I'll get enough. How am I going to do this? Got to sort of get it not quite on it. I wonder if I was to press the buttons of this a bit differently, is that going to help? Anyway, look, I think it's that beetle. It's a rather large beetle, actually, relative to the spider size. Sorry about the lighting, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I'm a one-man team on really cheap equipment. But yeah, that does look like the same kind of beetle I featured in We Have All Perth Beetles Gone, so there's one less of them now. But at least this is nature doing its... Everything's a food source to something else, and nature doing what nature's meant to do. How can I... Well, we'll just assume, shall we, that... We'll assume that that's the same beetle. I'll try and go back around without breaking up. So that spider has somehow found a soft part of that beetle underneath, and I'm quite sure it'll be sucking, probably it's sent some dissolving type of chemicals into the body of that beetle, and is now, so yes, it is the same beetle that, well, obviously it's the same beetle that I featured in Rare Perth, but I've just got a good look at it then. I would like to be able to see just where it's the spider's doing its chewing. Is that light sort of acceptable? Maybe that's a better look, kind of. Yeah, I think finally the torch light, which is one of these bright little LED lights, maybe I've got it sort of just at the right angle, not quite on it. And yeah, well anyway, that spider certainly looks like it's chewing on a haunch of venison. A lion in the African savannah chewing on a haunch of venison. So thank you, beetle, for giving your life, not that you were given any choice, to that spider, because the spider's going to live longer because of it. Maybe she'll find a mate, lay eggs. Maybe she's already been fertilised, lay eggs, and there'll be another batch of spiders to come. I hope so. Yep. So, wow, I feel happy for Madam Spider there. A bit sad for Madam or Mr. Beetle. But did not Shakespeare say something like, nature red in tooth and claw? Everything's food for something else. Thank you for your interest, for getting this far. Thank you for those who are following my nature-inspired videos. Anything I see... That just sparks my curiosity. Just about anything sparks my curiosity in the natural world. And thank you for showing an interest. Speak to you again soon. It's about 20 past two. I just came out two minutes back, to check on the spider, and I forgot to bring the camera. And I saw the exact timing was really quite... I'll just check on recording. It was interesting. Let me show you. She was just... about to drop the there she is there. She was just about to drop the beetle below, just in her grip, and a bit below her was a wing was separate, and then she dropped in front of me the rest of the beetle, and I see it's down here. Let's see, what can we show you there? There's the wing, and there's the rest of the beetle. Now I'll see if I can get an idea of how she pulled it apart. Yes, here are the two bits now. I'll put the torch to one side, and I might just rely on my word. There was not a lot of that beetle left. So how she did it, I do not know. That's the underside of it. And there's no juice left in that beetle at all. That is quite something. And see if you can agree with me. She is looking fatter. She's looking fatter. Oh, I think she is. It's looking rather spectacular, actually. My word. Yes. And she's gone, well, in front of me, after she dropped the beetle, she was gone back into the centre of her web. Now, my reasoning at the moment is that because there's no breeze tonight, I mean, last night, when I was out here doing the first video, part one, which I didn't realise it'd be a part one. Oh, are you dead or alive? Ah, that's the very species. When I was saying the same beetle, I meant species in the previous... Oh, you probably can't see that very well. That is... there we are. How to get the light right on this? Yes, it's... so hard, the LED is so harsh. The best thing I can do is pick the jolly thing up, and before I go to the spider, show you under the softer fluorescent light here. Whoops. That is though it was larger, that's a species of beetle that spider was just eating. And there was me the other week saying, where have all Perth's beetles gone? Certainly not seeing very many. I mean, haven't seen one of these other than tonight, the one the spider ate. And this one, haven't seen, I might have seen two or three in the last month. So, where's a full beetleologist when you need one? I'd like to know the species. Is it Australian? I assume so. But we'll let you go into the grass down there. Go around and try and get a better look at this spider and how fat she is now, because she sucked all the juice. She didn't waste a drop of that beetle's fluids inside. So there we go. I think she's looking a little bit bigger. It could be my imagination. But she's back, ready to magnificent web she's made, by the way. She's not bothering to fix the spot where I think the beetle landed and there's a big hole in it. That's down there. But she's waiting for another catch. Good on her, and I hope she gets one. Wow. But yeah, how fortuitous that... well, non-fortuitous that I didn't have the camera recording in my hand, but when I went out, it might be approaching 10 minutes ago now, the beetle was in a couple of parts, ready to drop, and then she dropped it in front of me, so she'd finished and then went up back into the centre of the web for hopefully her next catch. So actually there's no limit and end to the things that are fascinating that we learn and we observe in animal behaviour. Thank you again for being interested to have got this far. Looking forward to speaking to you again soon.